Good morning. Welcome to the morning devotion for September 15, 2010. My name's Martin Drummond. I want to encourage you today to serve up breakfast for God. Some people can't make it through the morning without breakfast. Well, actually they can, but it's just not as pleasing for them because of the void they feel in their guts. The day goes so much better, though, when there's a warm, tasty, and generous portion placed before them that is consumed with a contented smile. As I read from the One Year Bible this morning, I came to the conclusion that God is a breakfast lover. His breakfast doesn't involve eggs or biscuits or gravy, pastries, coffee, juice, sliced fruit, or some other kind of food so dear to earthly breakfast disciples. What God has an appetite for in the morning is the breakfast of champions, a breakfast of warm, tasty, and generous praise. Here's the passage that opened my eyes in this regard. It's from Psalm 59, verses 16 and 17, and they say this: "But I will sing of your strength. In the morning I will sing of your love. For you are my fortress, my refuge in times of trouble. O my strength, I sing praise to you. You, O God, are my fortress, my loving God." Now, if you or I were God, we'd much rather hear people praising us in the morning rather than ignoring us or even complaining to us. Remember, he's a father who loves his children. Imagine that you're a loving father who cares and provides for your kids, and you head to the breakfast table, grab a cup of coffee, and then prepare a healthy breakfast for your kids to eat before they head out the door to school. You watch them come to the table and sit down. You hope to hear a, "Good morning, Dad. Thanks for the breakfast. It looks really good." But you hear nothing from them except the sound of silverware on the plate and complaints about each other and about kids at school. You speak to them, but they ignore you and keep eating. As they head out the door, you tell them of your love for them, and you hear an obligatory, "Yeah, I love you too," spoken without their turning to look at you. You wanted so much more from them that morning. You wanted fellowship. You wanted intimacy. You wanted your blessing of breakfast to build your bonds with them. Because it didn't happen, your heart aches. Dear friend, God wants fellowship with us. He wants intimacy between his heart and ours. He wants the blessing of hearing us thank him for our provision each morning as we give him the breakfast of praise and fellowship that he desires. Please give God the breakfast of champions, because believers have overcome the grip of death through the grace of God. We're to serve up songs of worship as we sing along with Christian songs on the radio or car CD player or iPod or with others riding in our car. Even if you're doing the a cappella thing, serve it up, my friend. God won't care if your voice sounds more like Jim or DeRandy than it does Josh Groban. Your song is the overflow of the heart. And that's what God really wants to hear, the song in your heart given to him. As always, I love you, Martin.